With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Americans celebrating Independence Day today. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the freedoms and liberties which this country enjoys now for nearly 250 years are worth celebrating. And he adds it's a lot more than just fireworks and barbecues.
It is a reflection of the price that we paid in blood and treasure over the years that allows us to enjoy the freedoms that we have today, the independence that we have today.
And McGinnis says, make the most of Independence Day.
It would be appropriate not only to fly your flag, the American flag, in celebration of that, but perhaps to go to a museum to reflect on the various challenges we've had over the last 2.5 centuries to that freedom.
McGinnis spoke earlier in the week with the Salem Radio Network. With ceasefire talks faltering in Gaza, no clear off-ramp for the war, daily exchanges of strikes between Hezbollah and Israeli forces have sparked a number of fires tearing through a number of forest and farmland on both sides of the front line. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says for some of the United States, temperatures are really getting up there.
The highest above average is the West Coast, so those temperatures in California and Oregon, some of those are running, 15, close to 20 degrees above average for the time of year.
Hurricane Beryl has ripped off roofs in Jamaica, jumbled fishing boats in Barbados, and damaged or destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent and Grenadines before taking aim now at Mexico's Caribbean coastline. This is SRN News. In Cincinnati, two Jewish cemeteries have been attacked.
Police are looking for vandals who damaged nearly 200 markers inside the graveyards on the city's historic west side. A number of the gravestones date back to the 19th century and will require expensive restoration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S., and attacks on Jewish cemeteries are one of the more common expressions of it. The problem has only gotten worse since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Kansas blocking a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies to Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming. This is SRN News. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to Uncle Sam.
The reason for the payment? 5.9 million of GM's older vehicles don't comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years didn't comply with federal fuel economy requirements. GM says it did comply with all regulations in pollution and mileage certification of its vehicles.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. European Union moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles made in China. EVs are the latest flashpoint in a much broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies and growing exports of green technology to the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission says it's unfair government subsidies. More details at SRNnews.com.